What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care Pharmacy Podcast. This is episode 371, where I'll answer the question, can patients with an iodine allergy receive amiodarone? I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode371. This question of whether a patient with an iodine allergy can receive amiodarone was best addressed in a 2012 retrospective medical record review in the journal Pharmacotherapy. Records of 234 sequential hospitalized patients in two academic medical centers with a listed iodine or iodinated contrast agent allergy who received oral or IV amiodarone were reviewed. Of the 234 patients, 71% had a listed previous allergy to iodinated contrast agents, 24% to iodine, and 5% to both. Patients received an average inpatient total dose of 2.9 grams of amiodarone, and this could have been by either the IV, oral route, or both. Only one of the 234 patients was identified as having a probable allergic reaction to amiodarone, according to the Naranjo Adverse Drug Reaction Probability Scale. One other patient developed a rash, but this was determined to be caused by an antibiotic. All other patients did not have an identifiable allergic reaction. The authors concluded the incidence of hypersensitivity reaction to amiodarone in hospitalized patients with a listed allergy to iodine or iodinated contrast agents was less than 1%, and all identified reactions were without long-term sequelae. Allergy to iodine and iodinated contrast agents may not be a valid absolute contraindication to amiodarone administration in the inpatient setting. And I would say this is something I agree with and follow in my practice. To get access to my free download area with 19 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.